Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I can show the number 7 in many ways.
The number 7 is special.
We're gonna get 7, okay?
Yeah. I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
I'm gonna fight them all. A 7-nation army couldn't hold me back.
Let's travel back in time.
June 20th.
The Astros. It's a 9-game stretch of Yankees and Mets. I'm going 5-4. 9 games, I predicted 5-4.
I could see them 4-5.
But Tyler, have you made one?
I got 7, baby.
7-2, like that'd be kind of crazy. That'd be kind of crazy to kind of predict that.
I mean, yeah, quite simply, it's nuts to think 7-2.
They're going to win 7 of these 9 games and send the Yankees home very, very upset.
He was 7-2, man.
7-2, huh?
Leading 2-1, and Ryan Pressly is on to try and close this game out.
Ball game! Astros win it 2-1. Ryan Pressly, a 1-2-3 night, and the Astros have gone 7-2 against New York, New York.
Well done.
Tyler is my daddy.
Well done.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner, Ron the Show, and Show's Daddy Tyler.
Let's go!
Hey, I don't know what we do or we don't have a budget for at this station, but paying the big voice guy to say and oh, that is great. Well, the ending, icing on the cake, man.
What a dismount that was. Well done. Listen, Tony Gwynn Jr. is coming up here in about 30 minutes, and I'm sure Tyler's going to give him hell.
Tyler is my daddy.
He deserves it. Tyler, when nobody else thought it was possible, when everyone else called him crazy, when everyone else thought it was a little nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler stood tall, steadfast, even with the injury to Yordan Alvarez's hand. He stood in there, and he said 7-2. He didn't waver, even after Ryan Pressly took a dump in the middle of Yankee Stadium.
We weren't done.
And Dusty had no fear against Aaron Judge. And he had no fear with 7-2. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well done.
Show, it was so crazy that when they had won 6 of 8, people were still saying it was unbelievable. And Ty, I mean, 7-2, you got to be kidding me. What a damn run.
They got
what
3 damn hits yesterday, Clint.
Yeah, no, I mean,
3.
Look, I'm with you.
3.
Three
hits.
You. I mean, I can't. The man was right.
Two runs.
I mean, not only did Tyler put the hog on the table.
What
when,
kind of heater are you on right now?
He should be doubling his bets. That's for damn sure.
When
he
put you know,
the hog,
you know.
Hey, think about it. He put the hog on the table when Alvarez was injured, Diaz was injured, Pena was injured, Bregman was colder than, never mind. He was cold as could all get out. Yuli was nowhere to be found.
God knows and, what and he really wanting to say.
He put the hog on the table, and then look at how they did it. Look at how they did it. Jordan didn't play two of the nine.
No, he did.
Was it two of the nine or three of the nine? I can recall. I know two he was out.
Two of them.
Pena didn't play one of them.
He didn't play many of them. The start of that sucker.
I mean, Javier, the guy that threw the no-hitter only pitched once. I mean, not only was they it a ballsy.
They had three hits yesterday.
Hey, I mean, it was not only was it a ballsy prediction, man. The way in which they went about it was wild.
Tyler gets his flowers.
He's gonna get his flowers now.
He deserves it
all day, baby.
When you win. You get to do what you do, because rest assured, my ass would be all over this table right now, and y'all would know every bit of it. So you get it up. Bravo to you, as the text line is saying. Congrats, Tyler is on it.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I forgot my thank you list. Everyone, I need to be thanking right now at home. But you know, when you're great, you know it.
Come on, man. This is nice.
You just got to ride that lightning. You got to let them know, and we're gonna keep doing it for the people. We're going to keep doing it for the people out there.
Ride the lightning.
And, yeah, man, I mean, y'all must feel lucky you get to work with a guy like me, I guess, right?
Wow. Okay. All right. It's your time. It's your time.
You should say you can't have nice things.
It's your time.
No, you just can't have nice things.
Your time. I'm on step out.
Woo!
I do, while you're celebrating, as you should, you said something, you tweeted something last night. This is the best team in baseball. You said, I know there are a lot of people out here who don't want to hear it, don't love to hear it, but this is the best team in baseball. You feel for sure about that. I know you tweeted that out last night.
They've gone through this nine-game stretch, seven and two. Look, I feel really good about it. I don't know what's going to happen the rest of the season, but I feel really good about what I just watched the Astros do. They literally played nine games against the two teams in the league that are better than them from a record perspective, and they trailed twice. And both moments that they trailed, if you combine those moments, it was under a minute worth of baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, it was how long did it take Aaron Judge to trot around the bases, and how long did it take that fellow to score from second base when he hit the double in the first game of the series?
Probably trailed for 45 seconds.
Literally, show that's the only time. Yeah, so, I mean, you go put a beat down on the two teams that from a record perspective are better than you. You put an absolute beat down. You do it. You limp into the nine-game series. You throughout the series, you got a couple of guys that step up in the biggest stage that they've been on to this point as starting pitchers and ball out. You fight through adversity with your closer and really your bullpen walking a bunch of guys on a couple different occasions. I mean, it wasn't like they didn't just go in there and get on a heater. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I didn't watch.
They didn't pull a Tyler.
I didn't watch.
That should be what we start calling it.
I did not watch the Astros, Mets, Astros, Yankees, any of those nine games in that nine-game stretch and go, boy, the Astros are just luckier than hell. Their lineup is hotter than they've ever been.
I was going to say, is this a deal to you that felt like they're just, and I'm asking everybody, this a deal that felt like they're just hot? They got hot at the right time, or this legit makes you feel this is the best team in baseball?
I do not believe that they got hot at the right time. I think they're a good baseball team that played really, really good baseball, which they should. And that now you can say that the pitching maybe got hot, but if you look at it, all the pitching did against the Yankees and Mets
is what they've been doing all season long.
Right. All they did was prove that what they were doing against sub 500 teams was legit.
Yeah, I was going to say it's tough to say hot. To say hot when it's something they've been doing for a couple of months. Now, like, it's tough to say, oh, yeah, man, Framber got hot with his 13th straight quality start that he's pitched.
Right,
Verlander. He's got to say Verlander got hot with the second in the league in ERA and the most wins in the league. I think you're right.
I had somebody
I think the Astros are the best team.
I had somebody hit me up on Twitter and say, "Well, don't forget that the Braves, I guess, won 21 games in June. They won 21 games, something like that. I don't know, but 21 games was it." And then somebody did the due diligence for me
And they circled back and said there was one team in there with an above 500 record. Let's pump the brakes a little bit there about the Braves. So, look, I just think right now, I don't know who's going to end up being the best team in Major League Baseball, but I know as we creep closer to the All-Star break, I feel pretty confident in saying that the Astros are the best team in baseball. I feel like had they proved that the numbers were legit from the beginning, from the first, I don't know, little over a quarter of the season, if they were able to just, regardless of what the record ended up, if you could just prove that the pitching numbers, the ERAs that were just absolutely beautiful, leading the league, if you could prove that that was legit on the back end, I would say that they belong in the conversation. The fact that they skull-drugged the Yankees and the Mets to the tune of a 7-2 record and only trailing for literally under a minute of real time, that you're going to be hard-pressed finding a better team in Major League Baseball, in my opinion, right now, today.
Yeah, and I think for me, as we're discussing here, the 7-2 stretch here, is this legit, all right? The Yankees still have the best record in baseball by a good margin. But still, now from the Astros, and I think there were fair criticisms of the schedule. They can't control it, but the schedule they played leading up to these nine games was, you know, outside of 15 games, a lot of doo-doo, right? They had just beat up and did what they're supposed to do, even more, beat up on some teams. And we had circled and looked at this stretch, and in this nine-game stretch, they were clearly, in every game, to be honest with you, the better team. Like, clearly, throughout, in every game, the better team. And this is coming from someone who doesn't, especially like Tyler, who's in another space, or even you, who was an Astros buddy, like that doesn't have the natural pull of optimism to like the Astros.
Sure,
or like
sure.
I look at it and I say, all right, in a 7-game series, is there any team that I would pick over the Astros? And when you take in their pitching, their history, as I said, they got the big joker on their team when Yordan, if he's healthy, hoping to all that he doesn't go in the IL. And then their history and the guys that have been there, their experience, their manager, everything. I'm rolling Verlander, Framber. Lance isn't even here yet. Christian Javier, like those – the four that they can run out there, there's no team that I would pick over them. Can we calm down about Ryan Pressly now, please?
Can we do that?
Can we back the hell up off of that? Can a guy have a bad day? I mean, I had a bad last Tuesday, all right? Now you still see the greatness every day.
Well, we did talk. Me and Tyler talked after the show that we're really going to have to consider cutting ties with you.
We weren't talking about trading you, though.
Yeah, we were. We were going to trade. We would cut his ass. I ain't the trading kind. I'm the cutting kind.
Trade me for Ben in the morning. But
got to get better. Never mind.
Ben, man. But you look at this. I don't know how you could look at what this team has done and then take into account what they have been and the experience they have of guys in big moments and look at what you have right now and say, I would pick the Yankees or I would pick the Twins or I would pick the Guardians or I would pick the Rays or the Red Sox or the Blue Jays in a 7-game series against this team. I don't even think it even on the other side with the Dodgers either right now. I don't see how you could go
so
there.
I
think this is the best team in baseball right now.
So you may be able to push back on this, but I think the only conversation fair and worth having right now is the Mets are half cocked with their two big guns out.
You're talking about if Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom won two up front. That's fair.
I think that could play a tad bit different in a 7-game series or in the four games that the Astros just played them if they'd have had those guys. I think that to think that those two guys would not have changed two of those four games, I think is probably a little bit aggressive to think that. But I still think the way in which the Astros pitchers handled the highest scoring, the most productive lineup in baseball at the time, which was the Mets, the way that they handled them and kept their production down, I still give the Astros the edge. But those two guys would have changed the
the game. That's fair. But I mean, as we sit right now, man, I don't know. I just there's not a team in baseball in a 7-game series. I don't care what the records are right now, but watching what we've seen thus far in a 7-game series with the Astros pitching combined with what they're able to do at the plate, that I would pick over.
Agree wholeheartedly.
I can't get there. All right. Listen, the ESPN did a roster, the best and worst rosters in the NFL. They did a list, 1 through 32.
Oh boy.
All right, guys. I'll tell you where the Texans are. And listen, just when you hear where they are, let's have an open mind. And I really want to know from Clint and everybody else, do you think it's fair? They're ranked 32. Do you think it's fair? We'll discuss that next.
Show's Daddy Tyler.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. Breaking news on Sports Radio 610. Brought to you by Beat the Streak. For tips to win a $5.6 million prize, listen wherever you get your podcast.
All right, breaking news. Mr. On a Heater Tyler Milner has the latest. What's the latest?
Oh, yes, we have breaking news. And part of this breaking news is going to show that the heater continues. Mark Berman of Fox 26, he says, according to MLB sources, the Astros, they are placing catcher Jason Castro on the injured list. And in response to that move, the Astros are going to be calling up the young fella, catcher Corey Lee. He's going to join the Astros.
All right, man. I was nervous. I'm not going to lie. When you hear, when he had that breaking news sounder hit, I thought it was maybe somebody else going to the IL. We'll see what happens there. But Jason Castro, hey, huge. He won the Mets game. The other day with that two-run homer
in the eighth inning to help them to grab that lead and win that game that Verlander pitched that gym. But he is going to the IL. Corey Lee is coming up to be the backup catcher to Martin Maldonado. But that's one player that's going to the IL. We'll see a little bit more whenever we hear about Pena and Alvarez. But Jason Castro to the IL.
Yeah, look, I think this is something that a lot of Astros fans are anxious to see. I'm not going to say that that people really wanted the Astros to make a change at catcher. I mean, I know the guys are struggling at the plate, but both of them are pitchers and the organization are on record to talking about how valuable both of these guys are behind the plate. And so you hate to see Castro go to the IL, especially after he wins a ball game for you. But I think a lot of Astros fans will welcome the sight of Corey Lee, a young up-and-coming catcher, 23 years old, hitting .226 this year, OPS of .704 this year. I mean, there's some high hopes for this kid. He's been doing well at the lower levels, and let's get him up here and get a small sample size, see a small sample size of what he can do in the bigs.
Yeah, we'll see, and we'll see how long Castro is out. Still, I know Castro has struggled at the plate. I don't know why. I just feel good with him in his role.
Agreed.
Especially in these games that start mattering.
I don't feel the way we probably should when there's an 091 hitter up there. In
right,
play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I feel like he's going to give you a good at-bat. I feel a whole hell of a lot better when he's at the plate than Maldonado
agree
is.
Agree wholeheartedly.
But, yeah, he struggled. No, but we'll see. Hopefully this isn't a long-term deal for Castro if they're going to, you know, maintain and stick with Castro as their catcher. So that is the latest. Clint Sterner on the show. Tyler Milner producing this thing. All right, Clint, ESPN did this deal where they ranked the best rosters in the game to the end. Number one was the Buffalo Bills. Number 32 was the Houston Texans. Dead last. And I first want everyone to take that in. Dead last, 32nd worst roster, according to ESPN. Is that fair? Because they have raised the level of talent, surely by the draft. And we look at this team, you feel like they are better. Like, I think, as handsy as Steven Nelson is, I think he is probably an upgrade to whatever the hell they had rolling in their cornerback room, just as a person that they have added. But does that feel like that's fair to you, that the Texans have the worst roster? The Falcons are 31st in front of them. Does that feel fair to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's fair. If we scroll down through the teams, you mentioned the Falcons being 31. If you scroll down through the teams, you realize pretty quickly how bad a shape this particular roster is in terms of just sheer talent. So there's, I mean, you've got some rosters that may not be top to bottom as strong as they should be, but you got some rosters that have some really talented players. I mean, some big star power type names that are ranked 20 and below. And so when you legitimately start scrolling through those each one of those, you know, that list, you get pretty low and you realize, boy, the Texans got to be last, and boy, they are light years away from, like, I think number 20 was the Titans.
Yeah. 21 was the Raiders.
Right. Right, and you're talking about Davante Adams, you're talking about Carr, you're talking about Waller, you're talking about what's the big white kid on one defensive end, and then
talk about Max Crosby and Chandler Jones,
and they were 21. I mean, and so yeah, it was one of those. We talk a lot about the Texans, and we feel really good about the progress that Nick Caserio's made this past year and the changes that they've made. But boy, that was a sobering moment for me when I look up and I go, "Good God, if the Tennessee Titans in your own division are 20 and the Raiders, who are on your schedule this year, are 21, and they have those guys, boy, you're not only 32nd. I knew before I got to the bottom that the Texans were going to be 32. You're not only 32nd. You are light years away from being in the top half of the league from a talent perspective. I mean, that's how bad it is. We got to be glad that Nick Caserio's got that salary cap space opening up. He's going to have a lot of money next year.
Yeah.
And
that's got to improve.
Well, yeah, look, I mean, here's the deal. They've got to, because they're so far behind, the Texans are so far behind from a talent standpoint, show that it's going to take all that money, it's going to take all them draft picks, and it's going to take Davis Mills being better sooner than most think. It's going to take Nico Collins being better. It's going to take, Derek Stingley Jr., and you know, this year's draft class, Kenyon Green and all these guys. It's going to take those guys, like Nick, it's going to take Nick Caserio hitting on those guys, many more of those guys than he missed on, for them to climb at an even, I mean, at a decent rate.
Back to life.
Back to reality.
Back to reality.
Come on, that's it, man. I think it was good. It was good while it lasted, but boy, that chart right there.
That brought you back to reality.
It was a sobering moment. It brought me back to reality.
We were coming with this one.
It brought me back to reality, no question.
Back to reality.
True, preach it.
Yeah, I first looked at it, and I'm just like, I pay attention to this team more than any other team, and I'm like, really? 32nd? Boy, I mean, hell, you look at the Falcons, and you're like, and Kyle Pitts, like, the Texans don't have a difference maker like that on their run. I mean, that's without even having Calvin Ridley, right? Like, I think their quarterback situation is better than the Falcons, but the Falcons overall, just, you look at Drake London, the receiver they brought in as well, A.J. Terrell, a corner they brought in that many people like a lot. You just start to look at Jake Matthews, I believe, the tackle they have. Who's the back? The do-everything back they have. Cordell Patterson.
Cordell Patterson, yeah.
Yeah, if they're 31st, then I would say right now of what we know with the Texans, even with the rookies coming in, because honestly, the talent boost is really the rookies. I mean, that's really what the boost is. It's Steven Nelson.
I mean, show the Bears. The Bears are 23. The Bears are 23.
They got a lot of offense. They got some stuff on the defensive end of it that the Texans don't have right now. We'll see. Hopefully, this group of rookies pan out and take a step. And then, as you said, they should have the ability to spend and get people to be able to come here to really take some of their moves up a notch. So next year, this year, the past 2 years was Kamu Crugier-Hill in free agency, or bringing back, you know, those type guys. Hopefully next year they're going after guys that take a step above them. That's what the hope is. But 32, man, when you look at it, it is fair. Tony Gwynn Jr., I hope you're ready. I tweeted him last night. I said Tyler is on cloud 17. Tony Gwynn Jr., our Odyssey MLB insider, is going to join us to see. Let's see if he believes now. Because I believe going into this nine-game stretch, he felt like the Yankees were the best team. We'll see if he believes the Astros have supplanted them. Tony Gwynn Jr. coming up next.
Back to reality.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
hit 300 with 30 and 100.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
All right, welcome back in, and let's head to the Flying Fish Restaurant hotline. And by the way, we had lunch at the Flying Fish Restaurant. It was fantastic.
Really
good. Sam and I had touched my whole entire soul. So we are excited about that. But on the line now, hope he's ready, is our Odyssey MLB insider, Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com, where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. Last week, we talked about what the Astros would do in this nine-game stretch. They went 7-2, just as Tyler predicted. And
7-2.
And I believe Tony, you said you would have to be nuts. I believe that's the word, to believe they'd go 7-2. 5-4, you said, would be great. Anything else is icing on the cake. Just want to let you know, Tyler's been pretty much unbearable since the day has started, because he was dead on with that. So Tyler is my daddy. Okay, here we go. He's been unbearable. Listen, where I want to start is this the best team in baseball?
Oh, is it the best team in baseball? No, I don't think they're the best team in baseball. I think the Yankees are still the best team in baseball. But this is the best stretch of baseball that I think anybody has played all season long, considering the competition that they've had to take down. And they've done it in different ways. They've been able to play the low score, and they've been able to run the score up on you. So they're playing some really good baseball right now.
Shout out
to Tyler, too, by the way, for predicting that. That was pretty nice.
Thank you, sir. You're a much better sport, Tony, than Ron the Show Hughley is.
Well, to be fair, I don't have to deal with it as long. So, you know,
That's true.
Let me tell you what we don't need is you pouring gas on that Tyler Milner fire in there. Hell, a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then.
I just want you to know, Tony, you've been in the open. You've been in every bit of all of his resources to let everyone know how great he was in that pick.
I would be doing the same thing if I was him.
Respect.
Hey, T, what is the – when you talk about the Astros as they relate to the Yankees there, what's the difference between the two where you think that the Yankees are better at this point in time?
I just think the Yankees have been more consistent for a longer period of time. I mean, it wasn't that long ago we were having a conversation – about this team, if they were going to be able to pick it up, if this offense was going to actually be able to live up to, you know, what this team has done in the past. So I just think the Yankees have been the Yankees since day one. So I give them the edge in terms of that. But if we're just talking about pitching versus pitching, offense versus offense, it's pretty even right now.
Tony Gwynn Jr. here with us, our Odyssey MLB insider. And Tony, the two losses they had on this stretch were games in which Aaron Judge was able to win the games for them on walk-offs. I think a big concern is for some people around here is Dusty, and how will he do things and handle things in the postseason. What are your concerns with Dusty in the postseason on decisions like that? And do you think there's a difference between what he's doing in the regular season and what he'll do in the postseason?
Yeah, I think all managers change it up a little bit once they get to the postseason. You kind of have to. It's the game is played in a different way. So, you know, you're not worried about the next game, so to speak, as you are in the regular season. You're worried about winning that game. And so, no, I don't have a worry about Dusty come postseason, because if the weapons are there and everybody's doing their thing, this team is going to have success. It won't be because of a coaching mistake or a coaching decision, in my opinion.
Tony, what about the Astros in this pitching staff? I mean, you got Christian Javier just threw a no-hitter, I guess a combined no-hitter, and he really, really looks the part. He's got electric stuff. You know, they've got some good youngsters that I think are now below him, but Odorizzi's going to come back. Lance McCullers is going to come back. The Astros are in a predicament of what do they go to a six-man rotation? Do they move one of the starters that they have? Who do they move? How do you see that? How difficult is that for an organization to deal with? And how do you see that playing out?
They have right now, if everybody is pitching the way that they're supposed to or that they have pitched thus far, you got a good problem on your hands. I mean, in terms of who you're moving out of the rotation, who's staying in, like those are all things you worry about once you get to the postseason. But right now, a lot of this is not only, you know, trying to win as many games as you can, but trying to do it in a way where nobody's getting burnt out. Everybody's kind of able to carry a certain kind of load. So this depth that this Astro team may not have known that they had earlier coming into the season, it's a good problem to have. I think once you get to the postseason, you kind of iron that out as you start getting closer. But right now, this is a marathon. So you need as many of these arms pitching well as you can to try to get the best position as possible.
Yeah, Tony Gwynn Jr. I'm sorry, I got to go back to something. You have the Yankees as the best team. I can understand a bit of, all right, you know, this was just a four games or five games they played against them. But in a seven-game series with the Astros pitching and the Yankees and everything they bring, you still would give the edge today to the Yankees.
Yeah, that's hard to believe.
I'm not saying it's crazy or anything. Obviously, you know the game and watch it better more than I do. But I look at this team and I don't think that the Astros pitching is just out of nowhere.
For me that's hard to believe. I just watched them play a four game series and literally the Yankees, they split the series, but the Yankees led for less than literally a minute of real time. So yeah, I mean it is a conversation piece, right?
It's a conversation piece, but I mean, in the same way that you feel about the Astros, I wouldn't necessarily disagree. I mean, I'm just saying, you asked me who do I have right now, and I have the Yankees. I don't necessarily think that the Astros are playing. I think they're playing the best baseball they can be. But the idea is not to be playing the best baseball on July 1st. The idea is to be playing the best baseball come September. And so you're going to have to prove it to me with this group of guys you have. So that's where I'm coming from.
Okay. All right. I just real quick. I can't offer that. What is the differences that you're seeing between those two? The differences between
I think I said earlier when you asked me the first time was that if we're just talking about pitching for pitching, hitting for hitting, bullpen for bullpen, it's even. I think I said that. Okay. I think it said that. It's even. However, the Yankees have been doing it from start of this season till July 1st. And all you're basing this off of is the head-to-head matchup, and that's fair. But you ask me in terms of who I have in a seven-game series, I like the Yankees right now.
One more time, T.
I'm just trying to get an understanding here. I don't know.
Tony, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry about show.
I want Tony to say it out loud so he can hear it himself.
No. I've said it out loud twice. I think you guys are saying, listen, that's what it is. You can hear me, but you're not listening.
You see what I deal with every day, Tony?
You're right. Because I've tried to hear it a second time, and it's not computing.
Hey, T.
That's the problem. You're hearing. You're not listening. You got to listen to what I'm saying.
That's when Pops grabs you and goes, hey, man. Hey, man, I ain't stuttering, your ears ain't flapping, Chief.
Listening's never been show's strong suit,
I just
Tony.
I didn't know if he saw Anthony Rizzo in that series. I just didn't know if he saw a hit bat for at bat with those guys. I mean, that was just domination.
Hey, don't.
Sometimes you got to say it out loud to yourself to make sure you hear it. I just don't know.
Clearly you don't know, but it's okay. It's all right. I think you got it down.
All right, Tony, man, enjoy your holiday, man. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Take care.
All right. That is our Odyssey Sports Radio 610 Insider. And remember, all insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to driveway.com today and shop for more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. I just want
to. Did you just Jim Nance Tony Gwynn Jr.?
Oh man, shut up. Really? I'm just having a conversation with the guy, and I just wanted him to say it out loud again.
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
I believe he needed to hear him say that again to really make sure.
I don't believe he checked up. I think he's pretty confident with his answer both times.
Yeah, he didn't. Especially when he goes pitching for pitching. I just want to hear him say that again. Pitching for pitching. I don't know how he can come to that. I don't know how anybody could come to that right now. That, like, when you see them straight up and to know that there is more coming down the pipe for the Astros. I don't know how anybody could get to the point to say that anybody's matching this pitching. That part really, really blows it for me. But all right, he's got the Yankees. And I mean it, and anyone listening knows, like, this isn't a, you know, ain't no homer thing. Like, I don't live and bleed with the Astros. I don't see anybody can see that. But hey, to each his own. To each his own. Clint Sterner, Ron the Show, Tyler Milner, as the text line is saying, I'm Jim Nancing people again.
That's the worst Jim Nance moment you've had in a while. That was Jim Nance-esque. He got pretty peeved with you there. I hope he comes on again.
First off, if anybody can tell, like, Tony and we have a good, fun time with Tony.
Until right? today.
We have a good, fun time with Tony. All right. I'm trying to let you stretch your legs today, Tyler, because it is your day.
By the way, you've created that beast behind the glass in there. So that's on you.
I'm trying to let him. But we can have back and forth conversations.
You created that monster in there and you pissed off T.
You just
I mean, we had some really good rapport. We had some really good chemistry.
Yeah.
Show ruined it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I ruined it with Tony.
I mean, there's a chance that Tony's gonna probably ghost Tyler next time he reaches out to
him. That's what I'm worried about.
You think, okay, I mean, this is a sensitive, emotional person like Jim Nance punk ass would.
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
But Tony ain't sensitive. Tony, he's laughing at it. We can have a good time. Tony's had conversations like this.
I just sensed a little bit of a change in the tone of his voice there when you asked him literally the same exact question.
Oh, and I wouldn't even say it again. Yeah. There was a tone.
That man said, I believe I said the first time you asked
he
me.
He said, I believe three times before he allowed anybody else to talk. I believe that's what I said. I believe I said.
Damn it, show.
He said it just like he checked up on you and corrected you when you brought out wrong information last week, but then quit him from. I don't even know why I'm having this.
It's just a chance. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You made Tyler's job more difficult as it relates to Tony Gwynn Jr. He's going to have to. There's a chance he's going to have to work a little overtime to make sure that's. Hey, just send him a bottle of tequila or something.
I guess I'm going to have to, and that'll come straight out of my pocket because we know Show ain't pitching in.
No.
Yeah, you're damn right. You can go buy it all for him.
I thought it's going to be an awkward conversation.
This would
next
be
week.
Tyler. You would be you. You do have a little sensitivity in you. That probably would hurt you. I could see how you could get to a point where, God, Tony's going to be so upset and hurt by this. He's never going to come on the show again because you live in a sensitivity.
Well, I have to be overly sensitive to make up for your lack of sensitivity with our guests in particular.
It is a team effort.
Tony is just fine. Tony is just fine. He is. Just calm your emotional ass down. All right. Just calm your emotional ass down. All right, Clint Sterner, Ron the Show, Tyler Milner. We appreciate you, Tony Gwynn, for joining us and having a good time with this. I do think with this, and I do come off, and I see this. It's hard for me after this stretch, especially against those two teams, to think that anybody is better than the Astros right now, the way they're playing. The other part to this is I would hope that this means to James Click and company that they say, you know what, we got a team that we know can win it all now. Let's really add to this group. and coming up into the trade deadline. Let's really take this up a notch and make this a team. Let's not just look at this and say, all right, hey, we got a group that can play with the best in baseball, because the Yankees aren't going to stop. I guarantee the Yankees come away from this series saying, we got to get better. Like, we have to get better in certain spaces somewhere else. We're going to have to make moves. The Mets, we got to make moves, because they just beat us all four times. Like,
yeah.
I hope the Astros still to themselves say, we're going to have to make moves too to stay above this group. That's the thing that I hope they do in free agency.
Well, the beautiful thing
before the trade deadline.
Well, the beautiful thing, show, is that's the conversation, right? Before this last 9-game stretch, whether you were predicting 7 wins or not, I think we all could look at each other and the conversation was, boy, are the Astros going to have to make a move, whether it's center field, catcher, at the time first base, or coming out of the pen, or whatever it may be. Are the Astros going to have to make a move to get them over that hump and be serious contenders for a World Series? Not just, yeah, they're in the conversation. Yeah, I thought they would be a dark horse contender. Now we're sitting there, and like you're saying, okay, how do you take this thing over the top where all of a sudden they're the favorite, not just because they went 7-2 in a 9-game stretch, but because they legitimately have the nastiest lineup or rotation or pen or any two of the three, whatever it may be. You're right. That's the conversation now.
Yeah, because what was that in 19, Tyler, when they go, they didn't need Zach Greinke. Like, they already had Verlander and Cole.
Yeah, he was kind of a luxury.
They didn't need Zach Greinke, but they said, hey, watch this. We're about to make this thing to where, I think they just, there are still moves to be made, and there is a move potentially at catcher if you want to make it, if you want to get aggressive in center field to make it, if you want to, like, I hope that this wasn't a series where they go, you know what? We're good here.
Yeah.
We're rolling. We just need a couple of tweaks here. We're good. Now, I hope they go and say, well, let's really make this. Let's try to make this a dominant-ass team.
Well, I think that's a real possibility. You look at Verlander. I mean, if Verlander goes 130-plus innings, which he is well on pace to do, there's a chance that he could opt out of the second year of the contract, and then and so you lose Verlander. There's a chance that Luxury Lance continues to get injured. And so there's a need beyond this year for some kind of security in the starting rotation. Or is that play? I mean, definitely there. That could be a play. Or is there a play in the bullpen, beyond the guys that are there? I think there's a longer term play than just this year for the Astros as well. So you could really, really strengthen and lengthen the pitching staff to some degree, or the lineup, but you could also have it, find answers for the next 2 to 3 years with somebody as well.
All right. A lot of moves being made in Major League Baseball. Especially with the Astros, will tell you the latest. And they've called somebody up, and one of the young prospects for the Astros is making a move in the system. We'll tell you what that is next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.